Support for IPR and this podcast comes from Luther College, offering more than 60 areas of study, including the new data science and neuroscience majors. Dedicated to preparing students for success in a changing world.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Multimedia artist Barry Phipps has been traveling the state of Iowa and taking pictures for the last 6 years. Now we can see Iowa through his lens in the new book, Between Gravity and What Cheer. He'll be at Film Scene in Iowa City at 5:30 on Thursday, May 3rd, a book signing followed by a lecture, an opportunity to share what he learned taking these pictures. And he is here with me now. Hello, Barry.
Hi, Charity.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thrilled to be here. Thank you.
How did this get started? I mean, you were relatively new to Iowa when you started taking these pictures, right?
Yeah. So my wife and I moved here in 2012. We'd spent 22 years in Chicago and never thought we'd leave. We had established careers there. And my wife was offered a job at the university. And so we both found ourselves all of a sudden in the middle of Iowa. And as a photographer, my first instinct was just, I need to know everything I can about this place, and I just started heading out in every direction from Iowa City and taking photos in an attempt to just kind of get a grounding and discover more about this place.
So what was it that you saw? What was that first photo that you took that kind of got you hooked?
Yeah, so I had a meeting with some wedding clients in Galena when I first got here, and on the way back, I got a flat in Dubuque. And so I pulled in to get this tire fixed, and I pull into the shop, get out of the car, and I look up, and in the middle of Dubuque, there's this car wash called Miracle Car Wash, and had this amazingly gorgeous 1940s era kind of neon sign with an arrow pointing, and it was just really amazing. I was like, wow, look at that. And I've always been drawn to these kind of older things, old motels, cars, etc. So, of course, it's right up my alley. But I never really expected when I moved to Iowa to find things like this. I had more of a vision of a rural landscape, and a lot of it is. But yeah, when I took that photo, I was kind of like, wow, look at that. And not only the sign, but it was a sign with the next to this wall, and the wall had kind of like fake brick paneling covering up the cinder block wall that looked like it was from the 70s, and it's sort of chipping off, and the paint's chipping, and there's also this mural that was painted in another time period, and I was kind of like, we have this sign from the 40s, we've got this fake brick from the 70s, we've got this mural that's chipping paint, and it's kind of like, I love these sort of layers of time that are happening in this photo, and it kind of set the template for wanting to head out and build upon this kind of idea.
Well, and you did head out. You've taken road trips all over the state. Tell me what, where you've been and how you decided where to go.
Yeah, well, after Dubuque, my wife and I wanted to see the American Gothic House in Eldon. And being excited about this Dubuque trip, I made it specifically to be about photographing. And so as we're heading to Eldon, we pass by Fairfield and start to see these references to transcendental meditation. And we're like, what is going on here? Out in the middle of nowhere, Transcendental School of Business Management or something. And so here we are heading to this iconically rural imagery of Grant Wood, this home and this farmer and his wife. And we're passing by sort of like transcendental stuff. It just kind of blew us away. And we also swung through Ottumwa on that same trip. And I ran into this kind of old restaurant called Canteen Lunch. And it's kind of like in this back alley. It's from the 30s, kind of old classic.
Right. They built a parking garage over it because they wanted to maintain the canteen, which is an icon and has been there forever. But it looks a little sad now, stuck underneath the parking ramp.
Yeah, it does. But it's also kind of amazing, you know. And my first instinct was to zoom in on the Canteen Lunch and try to, you know, hide the fact that it's underneath this parking garage that's kind of modern, bland architecture and literally over the top of this building. But I realized, no, this, what's really amazing about this is that they've preserved this place. They kept it, and they needed to build this parking garage, but they built it on top of it, and it really tied into what I was seeing with this Miracle Car Wash in Dubuque, this kind of layers of time kind of thing. And so that's what I started looking for and seeing all over the place, these examples of these kind of older things from another time and how they exist in this current environment, in this current world.
Now, I think by looking at your pictures, you introduced them to us with no context, so other than location.
Sure.
And so you don't explain your thinking, right. Although I think after looking at your pictures, I understand you better than I did before looking at your pictures. But I want to bring up that American Gothic trip, because
sure.
I think that sheds some light on your eye and what you were looking for, because a lot of us have visited the American Gothic house in Eldon, and a lot of us have taken pictures there.
Sure.
And most of us are trying to recreate the painting that
right.
Grant Wood
okay, sure.
created. The picture that you include in your book from that trip is simply a picture of the street sign that says American Gothic, turn left.
Yes.
So tell me why that was the image from Eldon that you put in the book.
Yeah, you know, so when you're going to photograph something everyone else has photographed as a photographer, you want to approach it as, you know, early on in my career, I would have said, I'm going to take a photo of this thing because it's cool. Then it kind of turned into getting arty, like, I'm going to take a photo of American Gothic, but how can I make it cool? How can I make it look neat? And really, on this project, it evolved more into how can I show what I find interesting about this? And really what I found interesting is that you picture this house to be in the country. It seems like it's a farmhouse and these are farmers, but it's actually in the middle of a town. It's right in Eldon. And so there's this kind of idea that what's the bigger context for this? How does it fit in with these things? Yeah, and there's also this feeling that everyone gets when you're driving to a place and you know it's iconic and you're going to see it. And there's that sort of verge where it's like, well, we're almost there. There's the sign. It says it's right over there. I can't believe it. How can it be in this location? And so what I really wanted to do more was express that notion that, you know, thinking about the greater context of where this thing is and how it fits into more of a less of a rural and more of a town location kind of thing. And yeah, and also you can kind of create a new context when you put Gary Winogrand, one of my favorite photographers, says when you put four corners around a set of facts, you change those facts. And yeah, the photo of the American Gothic sign, it's kind of like, how does it reread when you obliterate everything outside of the frame line and just make it specifically about this location? And yeah, also I'm interested in these sort of no man's land areas where people wouldn't normally take a photo. It's kind of like you're right before the place. And if you take a photo there, what can you make with it? And you're really trying to solve problems as a photographer. How can I resolve this? How can I solve this into a photo and work with what you have? And to me, personally, I feel like it really captured more of how I felt about the place than if I had taken a photo straight on of the place, which, of course, I did. It was just a very boring photo.
So in looking through your book, at first I started flipping through quickly. And then I realized I needed to slow down because, again, you're not telling me what to see. You're not telling me what to think. So I have to do the work myself. But it's pretty clear. I didn't get every single one. But it's pretty clear that these pairings that
sure.
you created of the photos on the left page and the right page, every time you flip the page, that there's a relationship between these pictures. And it's not necessarily going to immediately be obvious what the relationship is. It may be a color that's echoed in one picture and then another, or a shape. It may be subject matter. How did you go about deciding what to include and then creating these pairings?
Yeah, so that was a really challenging, exciting part of this book when I decided to put everything together. And Yeah, you're going to make comparisons whether the comparisons were intended or not. And that's something I quickly realized is that when you put two photos on facing pages, and it's just one photo on this page and one photo on this, you're going to make connections. And it's something I started realizing. And so I went back through classic photo books that inspired me, such as Stephen Shore's Uncommon Places and Eggleston's Guide and The Americans by Robert Frank, and started kind of seeing how they resolved and solved similar issues, because I don't remember looking through Uncommon Places, which is a book that has a photo on each opposing page, and never and took for granted that he was brilliant at pulling off a way that you never made a pairing comparison with him. He was able to selectively make photos that were so different and so engaging that you didn't make those connections. And so I tried to do that in some places, and then also where you're not thinking about the pairings, but other ones where they're blatant comparisons. And when you put all these photos together, for me personally, I started to make connections and realizing what I was thinking of on more of a subconscious level, because there's all these themes and connections that happen. But yeah, everything in the book is very intentional. The pairings are intentional, even when I'm trying to make them not look like they belong together. And I wanted to really flow and have sort of a beginning, a middle, and an end, and just sort of read as kind of like a poem with this long abstract lines that sort of connect and come together. But yeah, it does have a beginning, a middle, and end. The pairings are very important, and thank you for catching that.
Well, there was one that I thought was really poignant, and I was not expecting to feel that way. You mentioned the canteen,
sure,
in Ottumwa. So that is paired on the left-hand side with a closed Made Right, closed and abandoned Made Right, which of course also serves loose meat sandwiches. But I grew up in small town Iowa, and Made Rights were the heart and soul of many communities, and
sure,
they're almost all closed.
Right.
So I found myself feeling a lot looking at those pictures and that pairing that maybe was intentional, maybe was not. But what do you want people to take away from this experience? What do you want people to feel when they look at these pictures?
Yeah, I guess I didn't know that at the time. And you know, when you make a photo of photos made from Iowa, inevitably it's going to read as a book about Iowa. But I wasn't necessarily doing that at the time. And I guess what I want people to be left with is I'm really trying to, you know, there's some spectacular stuff in here, but a lot of this stuff is sort of about finding things in common scenes and common situations and things that someone might not give an eye to, but can see that there's a lot of beauty in just these simple objects and simple things. And also there's so much amazing stuff to be found in Iowa. I guess really what I'm left with is, you know, I think there's a lot of people who never really leave their immediate community, and a lot of people who take I-80 and I-35 to get where they need to go. And I've talked to a lot of people who've seen this book who said, I've lived here my whole life and I've never been to so many of these places. And this makes me really want to go out and explore more. So, yeah, I don't necessarily feel like I want a throng of tourists to be flocking to these small towns that aren't expecting them to come. But, you know, I do hope that more people head out and just really explore the state and see what it has to offer, you know, because it's really bountiful. There's just so many amazing things here. And I feel like I've really just scratched the surface. I've been to every county. I've been all over the state. And really, I want to continue this over the rest of my life, and just excited about what I can find.
How has this experience helped you understand Iowa? It sounds like you came here not knowing a whole lot about the state.
Yeah, when I moved to Iowa City, I felt like I was living on this cool island in the middle of a sea of green, of chlorophyll, of cornfields and soybean and stuff. And really, the book is really heavy on color. I love color. And I didn't really expect to see so many colorful things. And, you know, I didn't really intend to photograph small towns, but that's really where a lot of the magic was for me. And yeah, I love how in these small towns, and, you know, there's been a lot of decline in rural communities due to shifts in agriculture and the needs of farming and as things move more large scale. And so, you know, a lot of these places I love how people have just really brightened things up and put fresh coats of paint on things. And it, I just love all these images that are so colorful and people painting murals on the walls downtown and stuff. And it's great. I guess the color, there's just color in life. And you know, the people here are very friendly in kind of a subtle sort of way. You know, everyone kind of left me alone, but they'd also didn't, you know, they didn't bother me. They didn't really approach me too much, you know, with a few exceptions. But generally, I just got this really nice vibe from going around the state and just the pleasantness of small towns and the people and the quietness of these places.
One of the things I really enjoyed about the collection, there have been people who have, you know, they take photos with more of an agenda, and a collection that I talked with somebody about a few years ago was very much painting a dark picture of rural Iowa. And, you know, there's a dark side,
sure,
but there's also a bright side, mm-hmm, you know. And I found myself in looking at your pictures, stopping and looking sometimes at buildings that were pretty derelict, mm-hmm, but seeing the beauty.
Thank you.
In that.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to do. Like, yeah, I think there's a trend in photography that's now moving rural, where it started out with people going into ghettos and inner city and devastation and, you know, and going to Detroit and being like, look how bad everything is and look how miserable. And you know what? We all know it. You know, we don't have to share it. It's kind of like we don't need to tell everyone things are bad. We know it. And that kind of what used to be limited to inner city has moved more into these small towns and stuff. But yeah, I'm not really interested. It's kind of like, why take your time to write a bad record review? You know, why don't you just write a review for a record that's great because people want to hear about great records? You know, why waste your time writing about something in a negative way? And there's so much beautiful stuff to find here. So, you know, why waste anyone's time with focusing on the negative?
Well, thanks for helping me look at things in a little bit different way, Barry.
Thank you.
Barry Phipps has been traveling the state and taking pictures for the last 6 years. We can now see his work in the new book, Between Gravity and What Cheer. He'll be at Film Scene in Iowa City Thursday, May 3rd at 5:30, signing books and then giving a lecture about what he learned as he took these photos. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe.